day we are taking that. We never
and
reach.
The short transportation.
Well, I'm not reaching now. What kind of transportation is this?
We come here every morning, yes.
Good morning, ladies. 10 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you to the nation's best conversation. And you cannot find it anywhere else but on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's What's Up, Lagos? And that's my hype man, Feta.
Try my best. Do a good job.
My name is Mary Anacle, and together we make sure that your 2 hours spent on this show is nothing, nothing less than fun. Because you know what? Our name starts with F.
And
you
N.
N. Marianne Fon.
Marianne Feta Fon.
Hey, my God.
That's it. Drops mic.
Welcome to the show, guys. As usual, we start off with our sound off, and right after that, we go into the musings for today and then get into sometimes very serious conversation.
Sometimes.
And you did like say hunger, go soon they catch us.
I didn't tell you. You know, it's your ever going to die.
Mm?
Your ever going.
No, I haven't actually had ever going in a long bit. And I'd really like to have hot ever going and bread.
Ever going. Did you say
ever going and bread? Bread. Hot bread and just, you know, swish it together.
Just have faith.
And
there's
take a bite.
God cannot do.
Oh. Do it, Lord. Do
now,
it.
Those of you that love Marianne, you get to her heart. The way to Marianne's heart is what? Echo back to
hot going and bread.
Bread. So you can do all the delivery.
A gig.
Imagine on your birthday, you have like 85 plates of ewa going.
That would be so good.
Marianne, you want to kill yourself?
That would be so good. Because I will not finish eating it now. We'll store it.
For the whole of the year, Abby.
Ah, man. That would be just, ooh, amazing. I like food, right?
Help me.
Anyway, so that's the show this morning. We're going to be talking about hunger. Yes, a report has surfaced saying that we in Africa, West Africa, mostly Nigeria, might be facing food shortage.
So where are we going to see this energy? It's the Lord's doing.
We might be facing it, but then what must we do to make sure that this is not, you know, what we have to be facing all through the year? I mean, like, Nigeria doesn't have enough problems. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that on the 11 o'clock hour. But this morning, let's sound off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
This is What's Up Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
It's time for Sound Off. It's very interesting that since 2014, we have been looking for our Chibok girls. As terrible as it might sound, a few of them we were able to rescue, a few of them still unable to rescue. As we speak, two of those girls, and I'm imagining how old they are now, they have been in captivity for 9 years. You know what it is to be in captivity for 9 years? Some of them became these you know, terrorist wives. Some of them were raped and abused and had kids, you know, that they didn't necessarily want. Because all these children did wrong, apparently, was go to school. They went to school. They tried to get an education. Because, you see, we're always asking for more education opportunities for the girl child. And then we never really stopped to think about safety for these children. Safe spaces for these children to be educated. And that's my sound off this morning. Yes, I love the fact that we hear that another two Chibok girls have escaped their captivity after 9 years. Even though the leader of the Kibako Area Development Association of Alan Manasseh, had said that the parents of the alleged escapees are yet to get any official communication from the military. Manasseh said that the girls Hawa, Muta and Esther Marcus escaped a Boko Haram camp and are in military custody in Gouza. It confirmed to be true, the number of Chibok girls still in captivity will be about 96 out of 276 who were abducted on April 14, 2014. 96. Let that sink in. And I'm not just talking to anybody. I'm even saying to our security agencies, to our governments, who promised us that they were going to get those girls out. 9 years later, if these girls don't escape, there's no hope that they can come back and be reunited with their families. And when they come back, ladies and gentlemen, are we assessing their mental health? How are these people going to reacclimatize themselves with the society they once called home? That's if they still even have homes. Because we know that many of these people in the Northeast have been displaced over and over again. I mean, this particular issue is, it has so many tentacles. If we begin to discuss it, we're not leaving here today. Mm. So we're looking at their mental health. We're looking at the psychological damage that has come, accumulated over 9 years. How they're even going to react to family members is going to be tough. And those who have kids that they did not necessarily prepare for because they were kids. They themselves were kids when they got abducted. And what their eyes have seen. How ready is society to give them all the help, the love, all that they need to reintegrate back into society? Because we talk about rehabilitation loosely, but how serious are we in rehabilitating these girls? I mean, I was just doing some research yesterday and I discovered that people who had been displaced as a result of terrorism have been re-displaced again. By the way, we're planning a census. How's that going to go? I just want us to really, I'm here to appeal to your sensibilities this morning and not insult it. 76 girls, or 96, I beg your pardon, are still in captivity 9 years later. And governments come, governments go. They make promises, empty promises, I must say. Emphasis on empty. And our children, girl children that we're fighting worldwide to have access to education, we're not thinking about making those spaces safe. Just so that we don't forget, a few years after Chibok girls were abducted and the Dapchi girls were abducted, same style, same procedure. Looks like we don't learn anything. Or is it that, you know, we have like a brain lapse, and I'm talking about security agencies and our leaders. And here we are again. Here we are again in 2023. But yet to have 96 girls back. When you're preparing that interesting speech to speak to some people, or when you're trying to get people to vote for you or to believe in your mandate, especially for governors in those areas, think about these girls. And that sound off. Have you always wanted to be a musician? It's just that the talent's not day there.
He's there. What do you mean? I know you ain't the voice.
It didn't day there.
It day there. Just listening very well. Remove the headphone. Give it up in heaven. Did you see that thing? I start to do pass like that.
He said, I don't have voice to laugh this morning.
Abigail telling you that watch out for my single coming. Give it up. Let's not sing that one.
Guys, let's go to our musings this morning. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria in for 21 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anacone. She's Feta. I wanted to say he. Nehi.
When? Nehi's Feta. I beg you. I'm she. A very she somebody.
Okay, here's the teaser for the morning. Let's see how well you guys do and you know, who you choose. So this one says,
I choose you, Marianne.
I choose you.
See, best way to say I'm
I choose you.
Hi, who, hi,
we sound like two toads. By the way, here it is, okay? It's midweek, guys. So, we're asking this morning, Do you love money or you love your family? I'm going somewhere. Would you rather win $5 million or see your own sibling family win $20 million? I'll take it again. Would you rather win $5 million, think about it, $5 million, or would you rather that your family member, your sibling, your brother, your sister, win $20 million? That's four times the money. Maybe you get a gunje out of it.
Marianne, one last time. Just say one last time.
Would you rather win $5
million?
Or see your sibling win $20
million? Oh, that's what I wanted to get.
Dollars.
If you're around my sibling, what would you do?
Really, child?
Because I'm thinking, I don't know. But the question is not for me, it's for you, Lagos. What do you do?
$5 million and $20 million. Which one would you pick?
I ask, why are you not pointing me now?
I'm just asking a question.
I don't know. Why are you doing that?
Your voice is going up. You want to lie. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can join the conversation, if you do not mind, on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. Or if you're a lady, call 01467190. The phone lines are open. Let's muse this morning, Lagos. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Oh dear. I'm so sorry. That line is very problematic. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
You're still alive.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Malaga.
Malaga. What would you rather do? Would you want to win $5 million or let your brother or your sister win $20
million? Only me, Dambono.
You don't go on live for radio. Because of $5 million.
Wait, let me tell you one thing. I was born alone. I'm not a twin. That's what I'm.
And don't you have siblings? So you don't have any siblings?
No. He does have siblings, but he said they born, they gave birth to him alone.
He came to this world alone. Nice point. Well done.
$20 million for my any of my siblings, not all of us, Abby.
You're just one person.
If he wins, that means that the money can go round. You understand?
Are you sure?
They, all of them have their family.
But you are their family first.
Wait, all of them have their family. As it is, I'm saying. I'm saying as it is, Abby. They have family.
So what are you saying now? You prefer to win the $5
million.
Such is life.
Bloodline.
Such is life. That's a practical. Okay, no problem. All right, practical. Which one? Home econs or home management? We'll be right back. 25 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Still, what's up, Lagos? After this break, we're still asking the question. Stay with us. It's a what's up, Lagos? 37 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. We're still musing this morning. Between you and your family, who do you love most? Do you love family or do you love money? Yeah. And who would you choose over... who or what would you choose over who? Because you see, some people say family comes first. Some people say, money, oh man, no diamond, no rotten.
Everything.
But we're asking this morning, would you rather win $5 million or would you rather that your sibling won $20 million? For whatever you choose, you're going to give us reasons. But in the meantime, we'll have some information for you.
Yes, what's up, Lagos? We're back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are asking you today, choose this day whom you love and appreciate and we choose.
I love
you. If you ask me now, if these are 5 million naira and 20 million naira, that we marry, I'll say, Marian, why not? Marian, why not? Let me choose the money, I'll take care of you. she didn't see it coming. Miriam, but you know I love you. If I have that, wait, if I have that $20 million, eh? I'm gonna turn. Ah, I know where you want to actually go for vacation. I'm just sponsor you straight up.
Just buy me tickets.
Eh, now buy you now, sponsor. That's
just
what I'm
buy me
now.
Ticket now first.
They have not given us the money. Why do we do like this?
Just buy me ticket first now, just to prove your love to me. Because, you know, if I be.
The money I have,
if I'm
the money
waiting
I want
longer,
to pay,
the ticket
the money
will
I have now with me, 3850. I already was starting there. That means remain 3820. That want
and
to
that
pay for
bare
stretch.
Groom price.
For try groom price. So I can't use it. Boy, and the main 2 5 I have is for my 36 million naira house in Banana that I'm saving. So I'm sorry. But when this money drop, promise you that. I'm going to change your life.
You got messages on WhatsApp.
Okay. This guy. Guys, Duncan in Ijegun says, girls, from the conversation I just held with my 22-year-old daughter, I'd rather be selfish. Bro, I had to ask his daughter first. What would you choose? I'd rather win the $5 million and keep to myself. You can as well judge and incriminate me all you want. I'm Duncan. Duncan, nobody's going to judge you. Nobody, okay? What's up, Lagos? Top of the morning to you, too. I'd prefer my younger brother winning the $20 million. That guy has a good heart. That's the only thing we have in common.
That's what we're talking about.
My name is Daniel
like
from Bariga.
That's like a proper sweet brother.
Ew.
Not like the people that want to use my head to do blood money.
Benny, do you have space in your family for a sister?
No, they don't need you because you have already paid. You are using me for blood money.
No,
already.
I didn't use it for blood. I said that to show because I've been looking for a way all this while to show you how much I love you. I've not seen it. No, that they're not coming. Wait, they're looking for somebody that we... Call him money and take care of the family. Say me. I want to take off Muriel.
No, but $5 million is not enough. If I were to win the 20, we'd have more to go around. And even
what
are we doing,
manifesto?
What are you saying?
Election has passed things.
Yeah, I just see terrible some boldly.
My terrible.
Read message.
Okay, this person says, I forgive them, but I'm not sure if they can handle money spirits. So make them day I fight their poverty and eliminate money pride. Now me know why. Patrick Abel from Acute. You, eh? It's not for you. But he doesn't know if they can handle money. So there's money spirit, huh?
Well, money is a spirit. Yeah.
So when... God, just test me. I want to know what my money spirit is. Test me with this 20 million.
I'm done with you. Please read message. Okay. Well, the phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. Who are you going to choose? Hello, good morning. What's up,
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
How was the day for you, our prophetess?
Now we there, Pastor. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Yeah, you know, you as you have said already, money has spirit. That it can really, backlog anybody's heart to do things that he never intended to do.
So money has padlock. Wow.
The spirit has the padlock now.
Where's the padlock? Where did they buy the padlock from, please?
The ritual padlock in their mind is...
How do you always bring spiritual things to natural things?
Say that
natural
the spiritual padlock.
Where is the market that they buy the spiritual padlock?
If it's not to be the spiritual, you wouldn't have been alive now. So we have to go with the two.
Hell. Okay.
I would prefer that I have the $5 million because both of my brothers or my sister, they have family. So, and if I allow them that 20, I will be the one dancing to their tune. And they will, it all come back to say, now we make and what it is. So there will be a logo or a kind of a label there. But if the money is in my my position directly, I don't want to give out. So I wouldn't want somebody to use me to boast his hurrah.
Okay. I will.
Don't want to be
a child of God that you is. You are saying this type of thing. You mean that?
No.
You are not to be trusted.
How now?
And you also don't trust your family members. What's family if you are not trusting yourself?
No, just like Patrick Abel said.
Excuse me. He says
that he knows. He knows
Excuse me.
That means.
Anyway, he's always professing the love of Christ.
Lady, can I tell
not
you?
The love of Christ.
Anybody that can say that they need a $5 million means that they have tested riches and wealth and money like that. They know that the money did not control them. But they didn't show their family members. Or maybe they know their family members have tested money and have shown
them. Or if they investigate, maybe their family members are not sure of them because then once money enter their hand, they have gone away.
But Miriam, what would you do if we were sisters?
I'd let you take the 20 because I know 5 is sure for me.
How?
Yes, no.
Oh! Mommy, I have an elder sister now. She's welcome to our family. Yeah, she loves me.
All the best.
But me, you know me, I want to take care of you. So just let me just have the 5M.
So you give me 10.
No, me, I want the 5M.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Chest alive.
Good morning. What would you rather do? Would you rather take 5 million and be short?
No, I'd rather allow my siblings, any of them, there are 7 and any of them can...
Wait. Your siblings, trust all of them with money?
Yes. Mm. If any of them have it, we are all good. Because if I have $5 million, it means I have to share that among my siblings. Everybody have to be okay, but... And that won't be enough. So if any of them have 20, even if I get like $1 million, I'm okay.
$1 million is fine for you.
That 20 will go
round.
Even with their family, everybody's okay. Having 5 million, I have to be thinking of giving this one, giving that one. But if any of them get it, we are all fine.
You go to heaven. Yeah. You go to heaven. You go to heaven. It's a promise. You go to heaven. I've sent the ticket to you via DHL. Heaven is sure for you, my dear. Okay, do we have a message?
No, this isn't for us.
Oh, okay. Well, we're still taking your thoughts on see the phone lines. Money, we like money.
Everybody.
Hello, good morning. What's
Hello,
up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yay! Chest alive. Good morning.
Good morning. Am I them on the line?
Am I them? Oh, Monsieur.
What she said.
If I have the opportunity, I would want my siblings to have the 5 million.
No, if it's your sibling, it's 20 million.
Yeah. If it's you, it's 5 million.
If it's my sibling, 20 million.
Mm.
I would have loved them to have it because I know if they have it, the money will go out.
Mm.
Then we'll be among the rich people.
So I like how everybody's trusting their siblings with the money. So if they collect this money and you don't know how are you going to know that you will be rich, my dear?
I will know. We don't hide ourselves anything. That is how we
are
trained.
Ah, that is how family. I like your family. Is there space?
Hello.
Is there space in your family? Can I join? Okay.
Hey.
At least we are from the same place. Okay, no problem. I'm coming. I'm packing my load as we speak.
Ew.
0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Hello?
On the front.
All right. Sorry about that. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Apologies. Do call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning.
Okay, let's go to WhatsApp. What's up, Lagos? Okay, that's a call.
What's up, Lagos?
Yay! Cheers to life.
Set on one.
We don't have a nickname for Igwe Vito. We have to look for one.
Look for one for me now.
Uh-huh. Well, so when you call me Feta Unwa, I return it.
Okay.
But I can do other.
You call me Don Vic Unwa.
Okay, Don Vic.
Don Vic Unwa. Yeah.
Goodness.
Good morning.
Morning.
But Anne, you know, I won 2 times on your program and you've not given me the money to you now. We are talking about winning some money. You've
really?
Not given me that money.
Are
yet
you sure,
now.
Igwe?
What did you win?
What exactly did you win?
So when you were asking people to relay the what is that topic you normally relay before the main program?
The musings.
When you open
sound
when
off.
Sound off. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But what were you winning on? Were you winning for Nigeria Info or it was Jumia? Which one?
No, you said anybody who can give a summary of what you use. That was when.
Was it the Now app one?
The Nana app one. I even sent
did
my.
You, did you
my,
send your Now app?
I did like 2 times and I didn't get anything.
We will revert to Now because that's not in our hands. Yes.
All right. So if based on the topic of this morning, if there is a stake for me to win $5 million and for my family member, for my sibling to win $20 million, I will prefer my family member, any of my siblings, to win because I'm not just boasting my sisters. I just have wonderful family that if that money comes, my immediate elder brother would want to give me half of it. So if he wins, that means we are each 10 million.
Why will your immediate elder brother give you half of it when you have other siblings?
I just want to take him for example. At least a family member, you are talking about a family member, but if on the average, at least I have like four out of the rest that would I would want to give the $20 million to. So I cited my immediate elder brother as example. The only thing we don't share in common is our wives, but we can share anything on earth. As in, if he has 10,000 naira and I need like 9,000 naira, he can give me 9,000 naira and leave with 1,000 naira. So, using somebody as example, I just used my immediate elder brother. He lives in Hong Kong. So,
okay.
When you have a reliable family member that he wins the money, that means your family is richer with $20 million.
Okay,
so
all right.
I will prefer my elder brother, my immediate elder brother, Livingstone, to win the money and it will circulate.
All right, Igwe, your brother, yes. What if he's not the one that wins it? It's your younger brother that wins it. Nko?
Hello.
How? Because you see, you can't determine which sibling will win.
No, but the thing is, don't we all have favorite siblings? Or the one that we trust the most?
I have one sibling and it's my favorite sibling.
So that's the thing.
I don't have any other options.
Those of us who have like 5, 7, we know that. I mean, there's some, not like we love all of them the same, but there's just some you feel like you can trust with something better.
Guy?
Yes, than. Especially when it comes to money, like, this person will not forget me. This other person might probably just prioritize.
I don't have any family member that I don't trust with money.
You say you have one sibling. Okay, you're talking about your extended family.
Yeah.
I'm saying some people may have that kind of sibling that they know they can't trust with money.
This one, Pino. That's the only thing that came to my mind. It sounded like, you know, somebody that would pilfer.
Okay, let's go to WhatsApp. What's up, Lagos? Hello, Marianne. Fun and feta fun. I'd rather give it to any of my three younger siblings. We're built on good, strong morals. There is love and unity in my family. I'm blessed to have my family, money or no money. We are one. Prince from Netherlands. Is there space?
Prince, can you adopt me?
I don't eat too much food.
I don't
I'm a very obedient girl.
Prince, I fast.
You know?
I do fasting all the time.
You can take two of us. Me, I'm a very... you like me,
Oh, but you see, it's all that. Your family has to make sure there's beans and bread.
And you see, she doesn't eat at all. She's always fasting.
Yes.
She be my good doctor. I say, I don't really eat much.
Now, when I break
Prince,
fast, I
you cannot choose who you want. What's up, Lagos? This is Gideon from Lagos. My siblings are all terrific and it wouldn't make much difference if the money is directly mine or theirs. It will definitely get to me. In fact, 20 million guarantees I get a larger share because I'll have to share the 5 million with them too. Even if it was my best friends that got the money, they would still share with me.
Aww.
So, no lele. Shout
everybody's
out to my
family. My family is. Whose family is that mean person? Which family is the mean family? Which family are they struggling for land now? Which
family is that?
That they are struggling for daddy's money.
All
which one?
Come aside.
Hey, because everybody say, my family is so good. My family is sweet. Come on.
Yeah. Let's go. Welcome back to the show's What's Up Lagos! 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is where Lagos's best conversation resides. We always say, take it to the bank. In fact, don't even feel any withdrawal slip. Just go to the bank and say, and they will give you, you know what I mean? Cash, they will give it to you. Yes, on the other side of the clock, we're talking about this money thing.
Yes.
Your family and money. And no, if you have been coming outside, your entries have been wonderful. No, Marianne have shown me how much she loved me. Ah, as I love What's Up Lagos. So truth used to come out. Relationship used to be reignited. And now she knows that if I want small 20 million to my hand, and small 5 million, I'll change her life. She knows. She knows now.
That's all I'm gonna say. Anyway, so what we're asking, because I mean, we've been talking, we're gonna read some of the messages and then we'll pivot this conversation into something else. Apologies, we're unable to talk about the food security issue, but we will come back to talk about it, okay? But in the meantime, they say money has a spirit. that money changes people. That when people get into money, you know, it changes them. It changes their attitude towards their friends, their families. They become a totally different. In fact, they have new sets of friends. We're going to be talking about that. But in the meantime, I don't know.
Anyway, let's get to WhatsApp. Where our brother here, Asuko Freedom from Banana Island, my area person, he says, I'm messaging to my two sisters. What's up, Lagos? Well, it depends on the mindset and kind of siblings you have. If it's the kind of my siblings, I would prefer my sibling to win because they will still cut coat for me. I don't know if you want to say soup, but okay, nice. Mariana Fetalicious, good morning to you all. Good morning to you. Will I be allowed to choose the sibling that will get the $20 million? Not all siblings are trustworthy with money.
I said it.
Rob from Macaulay.
I said it.
Okay. He says that because most of them are kaloka. Once money enters their hand, the money is gone forever. What's love?
It's kalu. It's like gambling.
Kalu
is like gambling. But well, the phone lines are open. Let's talk. Before we go to the phone lines, does money really have a spirit? Or is money a spirit? Can money change you as a person? Have you seen people where that money has changed? Do you know a person that was great, simple, down to earth, and then they came into wealth, they came into money or fame, and did they become unreachable? Did they start looking down on people? Did they become unnecessarily,
you know, all of a sudden they became bougie and you were just like a pauper?
Did they leave you and make new friends because you no longer measure up?
Proletariat, come here.
Hey, we.
You peasants, how do people do this? How do you open this door again? Because when I was poor, you know, I'm just saying that's extra. I mean, and then again, Marianne, why don't we also ask people? Have you thought about it yourself as a person? Like,
because you know,
what kind of person do you think you would be?
Because you know, we have conversations with ourselves and say, when I have this, when I become this, when I have that, I'm going to do this. Have you stopped to think that maybe some of the things that you wish and want might one way or the other rub off badly on your friends and family? Because it's very easy for us to think that we're holier than thou.
True.
But let's talk, guys. Let's search ourselves, search our consciences, and think deeply before we answer these questions.
All right. How do you tell us what you're thinking? Call us in 0700-993-993-993. For females only, call 0146-57190. And I'm always here to read your WhatsApp messages. Send that to 0809-597-5805.
All right. The phone lines are open. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? No. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, Trace Alive.
Yeah, let me remain anonymous.
Anonymous, okay.
Yeah, all right. I would like my family members to ask. You know that some family members are naturally stingy. As I'm talking to you now, if you come to my family, come to my hometown in my place, you will surprise I am the person talking to you. You will say, what are you doing? You understand? But I'm on my own. You will be surprised that you have people, you have speakers. I mean, I'm not speakers, fans, but they cannot affect any person. They are just, everybody's just stingy, everybody's just, you know, I can't, you know, that kind of a thing. Not remembering anybody, only themselves. You understand? So I am on my own. As I have to surprised that the first what I'm doing as living for a living, you understand? Yes, I have two students in the university, you understand? I just on my own.
So you're saying all of this to tell us that you would rather win the $5 million for yourself and not wait for your siblings to win it?
Okay, yes. I'd rather get it for myself because I have the spirit of giving out. They don't have the spirit of giving out.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
That one, he has checked himself. He knows that money cannot control him.
He's saying that his family members are stingy. He said it on live radio.
I know.
That's why he remained anonymous.
He's just trying to be as sincere as possible, you know. But again, so you know for yourself that you're not the stingy one. If you have money, money cannot control you. Still be, you know,
his family members. Why are you stingy? Why? What's the problem with you? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Welcome.
How
are
you?
Just
yes, alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so, awow. That is nice. Mm. And for I have
what's wrong?
In my... Okay, this is Moses calling from Lekki.
All right, welcome.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have people I trust in my family. Mm. Fine. But I am amazed because many people, if it comes to business, they say, I can't do business with my family. I can't do business. But you, because it's 7 minutes, million, now it goes to your family's pocket. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed. But notwithstanding, your question, does money change people?
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. All your good friends, all your loyal, humble friends, let them become rich. No put bros for their name. Even the one who is senior, may you see.
Even title join.
May you see whether they will still notice you. You even know, the most funniest part is this. Some people will get money to the state that maybe they are in the midst of this rich guy, this cousin, and you just pass by and like, they want to try to shut you out, like they don't know you. They will even behave as if they didn't see you.
Okay.
It's a fact. You only see people that are rich that will be the first person to call you or wind down and say, guy, how far now? Where they go? How far? Where they go now? And gist with you normally the way you gist before they have money.
You think all this is because of the money?
Yes,
money change people big time.
Okay, Kai. Moses, thank you very much for calling.
Kai.
So we're still talking. People say that money has a spirit. Money can take over you. It can take over your mind, you know. Even though...
Turn you into someone you didn't even know you were before.
Yeah, and we're asking you as a person.
How true is that?
Have you ever given it thought as to how you'd treat people, your friends, your family, if and when you become rich? 0700-993-993-993. Would you change you? Would you let it change you? Would you even not realize what you've done? Because you see, you're so busy, you've got money now, you're taking phone calls, you're taking meetings, you know.
And then again, do you know if you experienced anybody that was once, you know, a proletariat? And now it
once,
was. I want to be using the
it was.
And now.
And then now they're rich. But then
the story has changed.
And they don't take your calls anymore. And you must call them bros, like the last caller.
Wait.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
This is my first time calling.
What's up?
You are welcome.
In the name of the Lord. Welcome. Where have you been all my life?
we are all right, you know, with the different opinions coming.
Mm.
If someone say money change people, I say yes, money change people. But the question now is, does it change to good or to bad? Because if I have money, I should be able to live a good life.
Okay.
That's one of the changes.
Sure.
And again, I will rather prefer my family members if possible to make the money. And so there will be peace in the family. Because for me, I have this strong confidence that I will be rich. So I don't need, I don't really need much. You know, I don't really need much.
So you're content. So you're content. As long as every other person has, you're good.
Let me give you this story. When I was a little boy, my uncle came to the village and said he wants to take one of us.
Mm.
And that he preferred to take me.
Why?
My senior brother, to go live with him, you know, back to Lagos here and maybe find that person something to do.
Mm.
So I looked at my brother, I said to myself, how will I feel now if I left my younger and senior brothers here in the village and go to the town? That would there be much peace here? The answer was no. I said, now, that I want my senior one to be established. So because for me, I know I may be coming behind, but I will be comfortable in life. Mm. Like, I will struggle to be comfortable. So and that, I told him like, I would prefer him to take my senior brother. And today, he's happily living with his family, and I'm also happily living with my family.
Okay, all right.
Yes, I will prefer family because I am so confident that I will be okay in life.
Mm. All right, I like your level of trust in family. Mm. What about you, who's listening? Can you also exhibit that level of trust if your family or your friends became rich?
And I'm concentrating on the part where you called to tell me how you would actually be, or what you would be if you eventually came into wealth.
You know, your actions would be if you became rich. Yeah,
that's what me I'm even looking out for, because if we're calling sense to say I would choose. Anyway, on WhatsApp here, Olodari from Ikorodu, UK says, money, okay, I think you're singing a Adekunle song. Feta, family mi po, okay, I don't know what you mean by that. Marianne, Ape Kanuko Owo Mugba. I don't know what that is. Omo, let me take my money. Let me be the driver of my bullion van.
Oludari. Now, wow.
I think he's trying to say that he has plenty of family members. So maybe when he has money, he will know how to distribute the wealth. But if they have it, but yeah, he cannot really trust them. But that's okay. Ain't nobody judging you, okay? But please call us 0700-993-993-993. Also 0146571190, and that's for you females, okay? Only you permitted to call that number. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp. Let's know what you think.
From Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, alive.
Yes, alive. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm so glad to be online this morning.
My
name is Kelvin. I'm calling from Moe.
Hi, Kelvin. Go ahead.
Yeah, Miriam, you are my sister. You are from the same Cross River State. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Yeah, so for me, I would prefer every one of us to have this money in the family.
Okay, so you'd rather that your brother, your sister have the 20 million instead of just you having 5 million?
No, I'd rather that all of them should have it, because instead of just me having it alone.
But the thing is that it's either you take 5 million or you allow a random sibling take 20 million.
I will allow them to have it, so because I know they will take care of me. My family, we love each other.
Aww.
We are just like one. Yes, all my siblings, even my elder brothers, we love ourselves. So I believe that when they have it, I will not suffer.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, they won't allow me to perish when they have the money with them.
Ah, that's very good. Okay.
Yes, so I'll prefer them having the 20 million instead of me just having 5 million.
All right, Calvin, thanks a lot for calling. Everybody, I love my family. My family loves me so much. Whose family is fighting on Instagram? Who are the people that are fighting in the compound? Eh? Which one? I'm sorry. I believe that you love your family, but who they fight for there?
But wait, fighting doesn't actually mean we don't love each other.
Who be those people where they open everybody's secrets for outside in the yard?
I don't know how to explain that relationship.
Are you telling
family?
Me that you fight with family in the yard?
See,
and
no,
you
I'm
still
saying
love
that.
Them?
Yes, I mean, it will happen.
So you have been fighting with your family in the yard?
No. We don't even have a yard that we fight. No. But the thing is that all my brothers are so grown. They are men. How would I have to fight? They'll just kill me. But I'm saying that, like, family relationship, you can't really explain that bond. You have the craziest fightings, but you don't know how you guys still just come back and be like nothing ever happened. You know? Even if you do the worst thing. Marianne, I'm telling you. See, I grew up in the barracks where my brothers, as big as they are, if my mommy wants to give them food, she puts it on like on a tray, and they and their friends, they come and they eat. If they have an issue now, the next minute, they're like, Chama Alpha, like nothing happened. So, I mean, that's what even makes that dynamics very, very, very interesting, if you ask me.
I like this. With this few points of hers, she has tried to convince and not confuse us.
Hey, good morning. Love each other.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Feta.
Feta. Mm.
My name is Adeshola from Lekki.
Adeshola,
does money have a spirit and is it capable of changing a person?
What are you changing?
Well, it will change for positive, in the positive side, not negative side. Mm.
Really? How
so?
Yeah,
I've thought about it.
Yes. So it will make me to give more to those that don't have.
Hmm.
Instead of keeping it to myself, I know I'll be able to give to others that don't have.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
I know you're not very rich right now, right?
Yes.
How much do you give now with the little that you have?
Yes, with the little I have, I still give. I give to people. I give to those I don't have. So, I believe I have more. I'll be able to reach more people.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for calling. Because you see, a lot of people say, when I have money,
I will
give to charity.
Yeah.
When I have money, I will do this. But then you do have money. Don't have much money. Mm. What are you doing with the little money that you have? How generous are you with that little that you have?
Oh, well, I think we have to go on a break.
We have to go on a quick break and, of course, bring you some messages. Stay with us.
What's up, Lagos?
Alrighty, Team Blue. I love you like I love no other. And that's you, baby.
Oh, you love me?
You love me?
I love
you. You love me?
Yes. But I'm talking to you.
You love me?
Talking to my listener.
You love me?
Okay, all right, we got 6 minutes on the clock before we say our goodbyes. And we've got messages. But we've been talking about the spirit of behind money. Is there a spirit in money that changes you? Because you see, some people say, oh, he was very humble until he came into wealth. He was very humble until he became the CEO of this.
Mm.
He was very humble and nice, very sweet guy. He used to come to my house every day. We would just sit on the ground and eat. Now,
you have to call him bros. I find that very weird, but okay.
Mm. So we're asking this morning, before we go, yes? How does money change people? Does it really change people? Or is it the people, whatever those people were, it's just that money enhanced it? Again, think about yourself. Forget about people. Can money change you?
Mm.
Can it influence you? Can that spirit take over you?
Have you thought about it?
Have you ever thought about how you'd be or what you'd be and how you'd act or treat people if you became rich overnight? An overnight sensation.
Viral. Gone viral.
All right, let's read some messages, then we go to the phone lines.
All right, what's up, Lagos? If we relate this matter of who gets the money, you're still talking about that one. We've moved it, but let me just read this one. Who gets the money to husbands and wives? I wonder how many couples will trust their spouse to have such a wolf money. Rob from Macaulay. What's up, Lagos? Money is like marriage and alcohol. It amplifies whatever that is in you. If you're a giver and a nice person, when you have money, it will amplify your true nature. If you're a giver, you will give more. Daniel Tummy from Egbeda with that one.
Somebody here on Twitter, let me read it. Vincent24 on Twitter says, Omo mio, me, and me. In other words, he's willing to give away the 20 million. He wants 5 million for himself because you know what? Vincent cannot speak for his family members. He can only speak and vouch for himself alone. And there's nothing wrong in being sincere.
Nothing,
I mean, that's
all.
His truth. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, good morning.
Good
what's
morning.
Up, Lagos? Give us what's up, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Adeleke, and this is my first time on calling.
Adeleke, we'd just like to let you know before you leave the service today that if you look to your right, you see one auntie with a red dress.
Yes.
She's going to give you a spiritual handshake and small chops. There's small chops before you go, please.
Then make sure you see the presiding pastor, too. Mm. He has handshake for you and bottle water. Let's go.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. So for me, there's a golden rule. No man can ever know what he will do when he's rich until he's rich. When I become rich, I will not do this. I will not wait there. Have the money. And then I will believe it. Because a lot of people who are rich that we are condemning now spoke worse things than we are seeing.
when they were not rich. I mean, when they didn't have the money, they would tell you, me, if it was me, I will not do this. But when they had the money, there's a condition around it. Money is like a spirit, like we all alluded to. How you feel, what you do with it, depends on that condition when you have the money.
So even right? You don't know then, what you would do if you...
I will not deceive myself to tell you this is what I would do when I have the money.
Hmm.
I can't blame Dangote for whatever he does with his money because I don't have the type of money he has.
Hmm.
Maybe by the time I reach out to him, I will just wake up and say, you know what, I want to have lunch in France and I want to have dinner in
But that's a lifestyle.
London.
That's different. Exactly. We're talking about your relationship with people that you've known before you came into wealth.
Even my relationship with people, you never can tell. Okay, let me give you a good example.
Hmm.
Now we are all on the same level. We normally eat at Famapuki. And the normal gist around Mama puts is Sikira and Fatai and all the boys and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody suddenly comes into wealth and is eating at greater levels where people meet and discuss it with the likes of Davido and all that. Mm. There's no way we can align again. Our gist will not align.
Hmm.
So the moment our gist don't align, they start saying, the guy is now proud. He doesn't rule with the boys anymore. How can he? You're not the same. Your gist cannot align. There's no way. So let's get that straight. There's no way we can compare the life before I was rich to when I will be rich.
Okay, all right.
It's stable. Let's have that.
Okay.
Then of course I also understand the part of you when you have money, it brings out the bad person in you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But until we get to that level, nobody can say, yeah, this is me or this is not me.
Okay. Analysis.
Analysis, eh? Mm.
Give us full thesis.
Yeah, I told you, in case you know him. When he doesn't know, so anything you see.
So that when he now wins money or now is rich.
Don't blame
me. Look, we have our microscope on you, sir. We will be back here having this conversation. Don't worry. One bang to take over.
They want to take over.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? You're my last caller.
Good morning.
What's
good
up, morning. Lagos?
Sister, sorry, I'm the one that called you that day now. That last week, I told you that I'm sick and my husband has left me that I'm pregnant.
No, I don't think...
I will send you my...
I don't think that you're calling the wrong show. I'm sorry. Wrong show. This is Nigeria Info. And this is What's Up Lagos. Wrong show. You got a message. We got to go.
No.
We got to go, guys. We got to go because we have something very important for you on the other side of the clock.
We don't got to go. We're still...
We're coming back to tell them about something.
Yes, it's a banger.
Yes, we're going to go for a quick break. Just breathe. And then we'll come back and tell you something that's very important. Because
you
see,
it all.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to gist. All right, we got to go, Lagos. Thank you so much for being part of the conversation today. And don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow, as usual, from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Tomorrow, we're having our lawyer girl back in the studio.
Yes.
We've missed her. She's going to be
Very
here.
Much.
And don't forget, right after now, you're going to be going to the sunny side with Joyce. And right after that, Sandra Zekasili will be here with Hard Facts. And the sports gang will come later on. It's been an interesting week of footballing, I must tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm so sad for Arsenal, my team.
I can't believe
it. I want us to beat City, but I don't know this. I don't have to know this. See, my...
Yeah, we keep having these deep connections every day. Yes. Oh, sorry. Oh, my.
Yeah, I am.
Love it.
I am. Oh, my God. Love is sweet. All right. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Follow me, rather, on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO, or just search for Mary Ann Dukokun anywhere else. Feta?
Yes, I'm Feta. You can follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo, okay? On Twitter is D_Feta.
All right, we love you, Lagos. See you tomorrow.